Hello, welcome to Springs of Zion podcast, where I love to talk about encountering God. God is raising an army of believers to seek his springs in Zion. God's springs, or waters of revelation, are important to strengthen and empower our walk with God. The Lord is calling his people to become one heart and one mind in righteousness. My hope is to, as your host, is to be an encouraging voice in a world that has literally gone crazy. Let's pray. Father God, please cover this podcast message today with your heavenly protection to open ears, eyes, and hearts. As I share your word, and that your spirit leads this time and allows each one listening to respond for your sake, we ask this in the name of your ever-loving son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. So, over the weekend, I was given a couple dreams. I did post my billboard dream for you guys, and you can go back and go to my blog and read it. But today is called Planting of the Gospel. The Lord led me to Isaiah 61. We will become the planting of the Lord only as we place our faith and trust in the gospel. Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. I was given a lengthy dream, but over the weekend, I will keep it short because the Lord is really pressing. God's church is restless. So in my dream, there's a lady. In the dream, I know her. Her name is Joan, but I don't know this person. And she's with my eldest sister, and they have invited me to take a look at a property that Joan was considering purchasing. I could feel her excitement as she showed me around. As we approached a big red patio made of rock and mortar, I visualized future customers sitting outside enjoying this patio. As Joan explained, she would hang wind sails across for shade. The sunlight was amazing. It was magnificent. And this building, it was facing the southern exposure. When we entered the building, the dining room was already in place, but I could see there was partial stud walls between the dining room and the kitchen, and there was a lot of construction needed. The layout was practical to provide a good flow for business, and I understood this because I too had already had a small restaurant, and flow is so important for success. As Joan is explaining her future chef kitchen, and I'm very interested in cooking, so this was fun to me. She shows me where her walk-in fridge is, her baking station, and then she's pointing outside. She's going to have an outside pizza grill, which is something I've always wanted. And this is fun. And I felt the urgency come over me in my dream. I'm like, Joan, do you mind if I pray over your property? And she said, no, of course not. I mean, that's why we invited you, Angela. I've had some reservations about this property, and I know with your knowledge and experience, you might see something that I have overlooked. So I began walking around and praying, and my thoughts keep bringing me back to the front patio. I say, Joan, the front patio isn't sound. You might need to consult an engineer. And as I'm saying you need to consult an engineer before purchasing, we hear this huge thundering noise outside. Both of us say at the same time, that sounds like a helicopter flying overhead. So we walk from the kitchen area outside, and as we go outside, the entire right side of the patio has caved into just all bunch of rocks and mortar. She turns to me and says, wow, you really do hear from the Lord. That was the end of the dream. As I sit down the next morning and I make my coffee, and I always record my dreams, as you know, the interpretation quickly is given to me. The building symbolizes believers, many believers today, not all of them. These believers carry an enormous amount of light or anointing. Their red patio is referring to the words of Jesus in the Bible. They're all written in red. However, the patio of these believers, or their spiritual foundation, is about to come tumbling down. The right side of the patio crumbling means this signifies the right hand of God. Something in your foundation of God isn't correct. The helicopter, the noise, we are about to see an uproar in the church, and it's all going to be turned upside down. these things that God is wanting to realign us with the gospel of Jesus. The erroneous doctrines or belief systems must be realigned with God, is what the Spirit told me. This is a warning. If you struggle with my Unity posts, God is giving you an advance notice that your world is about to be tossed upside down. In Matthew 16, we read, "And I also say to you that you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." We are to be one with one heart and one mind with the rock of Christ. We shall become his ecclesia, church. As he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, we are his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians 1. I would recommend really, really studying Ephesians. Religion is not God, and it separates man from God. And it's a fine line. Religion separates God's people from one another. How many denominations do we know? Right? If you're unable to walk in the Spirit, then you carry a religious spirit, or there is a blockage in your doctrine that's been sown into your heart, and it's not of God. It's man-made. Go to your secret place and ask the Holy Spirit to show you any errors in your belief system. Please don't take my word for it. We are to be brains of God's word. This is how we gain righteousness or unity with Christ. We're told this in Acts 17. Read the book of Acts, you guys. Read it for yourself. God's Spirit will come and reveal to you how to become one heart with God. I am so grateful for the Potter's hand to allow him to shape and equip us for this strategic time that we are living. We are entering in an exciting time. Things are going to begin to rock and roll here. I heard September, and we want God to create in us a pure heart, good, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Psalms 51:10. I hope this blesses you today. Shalom. Take care. Bye-bye.